It's time for our weekly Fargo Force Coaches Conversation. This week, we're taking a little bit of a different avenue in it when we look at talking some Force hockey. We're actually having a conversation with the director of scouting, Hampus Sjödahl. Hampus, can you just let us know, kind of give us a little bit of a background on you, where you came from, kind of how you got into this position, and what the title of director of scouting entails for the Force?
Yeah, absolutely. So originally born and raised in Stockholm, Sweden, grew up over in Sweden. They came over to the U.S. 2015, so about 10 or so years ago. Played junior hockey myself, played college hockey over here, transitioned into coaching after that. So I coached in the North American League for a couple of years, coached in the USHL for a couple of years, and then, over the last year and a half, 2 years, I've really transitioned more and more into the scouting side of things. And I would say probably the last year, it's been my sole focus. And coming on with the Force this year, it'd be my sole responsibility to scout for the team and work on that side of things. So essentially what my job is obviously scouting for the future, identifying players that can fit in with the Force, future years. Guys that come in and can come in and play, guys that are good people for the program. I'm also a bit involved on the day-to-day things going on in Fargo with, player personnel and guys on the roster right now and stuff like that. So I spend most of my time on the road and watching hockey and then reporting back to the staff that's on site in Fargo.
When you go about your business with scouting, I'm really kind of curious, how much of your time is spent between looking at those kind of high school age young men that are in the varsity level, maybe doing some outside of varsity, the hockey version of AAU, versus maybe guys that you're trying to figure out, are they going to develop a little bit more in the NAHL versus coming to the USHL, if that kind of makes sense? Where do you spend your time kind of trying to divide it up between guys I would imagine that are playing some junior hockey, guys that can make an impact at the tier one level at USHL, and then the high schoolers that you guys are looking at, whether you're looking to draft them, you're looking to bring them in for workouts, or take them as undrafted guys?
Yeah, so I tried to distribute my time fairly even to touch on all the things you're talking about. So I try to cover just about everything, going all the way down to 15U hockey, guys that are eligible for the futures draft, and obviously players that might be playing junior hockey now, 16U hockey, prep school hockey, whatever it might be. So I kind of spend my time doing a lot of different age groups there, to obviously identify players who can play now, guys that can play in a year, and maybe guys that can play in 2 or 3 years from now. So it's all individual depending on the player and the age group that you're looking at any given time. But obviously we go fairly young in the players that we scout. And then, like I said, some guys might not be eligible yet, and they might not be ready to play in the USHL for a couple of years, but also obviously watching closely guys that, are in junior hockey already or high school level, guys that are planning on, playing junior hockey next year or whatever it might be. So I kind of spend my time doing just about all of it.
Hampus, Jay Stedman here, and I'm kind of curious about the whole scouting process. I mean, you're looking at guys that are a couple years younger than what are probably playing in the USHL. Obviously, you're going to have to kind of have someone catch your eye, you might say, and then obviously see how they developed, see if they're ready to play in the USHL, see if they're a fit for the Fargo Force. But when it comes down to the basics of scouting, what exactly are you looking for? Are you looking for someone that really kind of stands out amongst these other kids, as someone that can really skate, maybe they've got some really good puck handling skills? What is it that really makes you take notice of certain players when it comes to scouting for the Fargo Force?
Yeah, so it kind of depends a little bit on what age group that I'm looking at. I would say for the younger kids, like playing 15U hockey or the freshmen in high school, whatever it might be, like those guys, like they have such a long development window too. So I look a lot of hockey IQ, guys that maybe stick out because they think the game a little bit differently. Guys that obviously have a good skill set. I think the skating side of things, like they have a lot of room to develop especially on the skating side. Like a lot of the other things are a little bit easier, or skating is a little bit easier to develop, in my opinion, than maybe IQ or stuff like that. So looking at the younger kids, like it's a lot of, you know, guys that stick out, you know, maybe they think the game at a different level. And then the older you get, you look at, I look at junior players, then it's obviously like I'm looking at guys that are impactful wherever they're playing now, like fairly smart player. Maybe the skating and the skill is there and they're playing a different league right now. And, you know, do we believe as a staff they can take a step and be impactful for us next year? And that's where you get to the older kids. That's where the skating and the IQ and the skill is a little bit more developed usually. So it's a little bit, I would say maybe it's a little bit easier there to identify who's projected to be a good USHL player at some point, whereas the younger guys, it's, you know, just trying to find guys who think the game at a little bit different level and maybe are a step ahead, and getting to know the guys too, getting to know their families and their coaches, and just asking questions like who are the kids that are spending extra time in the rink, you know, who are the guys that are hungry and come to work every day ready to compete and battle and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a little bit different depending on the age group that you look at.
When you look at these players playing, I mean, I'm a fan of sports. I watch sports. You know, you think about the sports that I've played, you know, football, basketball as a kid. Do you find yourself watching games differently then? I mean, are you always in scouting mode, especially when it comes to the younger kids as you're scouting for a junior league team? Or are you able to kind of sometimes find yourself just enjoying a hockey game and not really kind of putting on that scouting director hat? I mean, or is it when you watch these youth tournaments, et cetera, are you just always focused in on the little small details of, like you said, the IQ, who's playing at a different type of, you know, thinking a different way there at that level of hockey?
I think that, I mean, to answer your question, I think that just kind of comes naturally, and it's a tough thing to get away from, especially when you've been doing it for a couple of years. It's hard not to. Like, you go watch a game and just to watch it for fun, just to enjoy the game. Like, it's difficult to do that and not catch yourself in a spot where you're thinking about the smaller details or noticing certain things and, you know, get out of that mindset. So I think it's just natural to always kind of pick up on some of the things that maybe the average fan doesn't. Mm-hmm. And I mean, yeah, I think you get to a point where you're watching off hockey, where just that hat never really comes off.
Right.
So it's and it's also what I love most about the job. So
yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, I tell you what, Hampus, that is part of the reason why that I had to stop playing fantasy football back in the day, because it affected how I watched and enjoyed my favorite team play sports. Because if I'm watching my favorite football team play, I'm going, well, I want them to win, but I need the opposing team's quarterback to score, you know, 49 fantasy points so I can win my fantasy matchup. So I can see how having that scouting director hat on kind of just alters the way you're always watching hockey. But when it comes to the Fargo Force themselves, the current roster, I know you're probably involved in that roster and how it's constructed, maybe giving input, et cetera, to Brett Skinner and the rest of the staff. But are you able to watch and enjoy a lot of the Fargo Force games? I mean, are you constantly on the road watching other games at different levels to try and find that next player or players to be a part of the Force?
I watch all of our games. I don't catch all of our games live, because sometimes I am in other rinks or watching other games that are going on at the same time. But I'll go back and I watch every Fargo Force game, whether it's live or after the fact, just to see, you know, what we have in house, how different guys are playing, you know, who's playing well at the time, who needs to pick it up a little bit. You know, is there anything we're missing at a certain point? Is there anything that, you know, sparks a conversation on anything we got going on with our current roster and how we're playing? So to answer your question, I watch all of our games at some point or other, just to be able to effectively be part of those conversations. And then I get out to watch our guys live at times, depending on where they're at. And if I don't have anything major on my schedule, I might head up to Fargo to watch a game live, or, you know, if they're on the road and you know, I'm in the vicinity doing something else. Like I might go catch that game live just to, you can learn a lot on video. You learn a lot of different things when you're watching a game live in the building. So yeah, to answer your question, I watch all of our games just to keep a close look on what's going on in house and be able to effectively provide input and be part of those conversations as well.
Without getting probably too deep into the overall construction, the limitations on the amount of, you know, domestic players you have or are able to have versus international, I'm really curious about how you do split your time, kind of expanding on a question from earlier, but when it comes to looking at the guys that are domestic, whether they're, you know, from different states in the U.S. versus when you have the international guys, the Canadian guys, the guys from Europe that you're trying to decide, hey, should we use a draft pick on them? Can we invite them to a camp this upcoming summer? How do you split that time? How much time are you able to spend doing that? Is most of the international guys just watching film and phone calls, kind of that type of thing? How do you go about that business?
Yeah, it's with the domestic guys, with the American kids, it's obviously easier to get out and see those guys play live hockey during the season. So spend a lot of time doing that. In terms of Canadians, European guys that are playing over in Europe, a lot of that will go into learning as much as you can, watching a lot of film on those guys, calling contacts that I have over in different places, or the rest of the staff. You know, we all have our own contacts that we rely on for good info and whatnot. So a lot of the European guys just goes into, you know, watching film and talking to advisors and talking to other people who are watching games over there. And relying a little bit more on that, whereas obviously the American guys are much easier to see live and get good reads on in person.